Play.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Portfolio Committee on Higher Education has resolved to summon the Higher Education Minister to appear before Parliament over her controversial advisory panel used to appoint board chairs at CETA. Nobuhle Nkabane has come under fire after she initially appointed politically connected individuals as her advisers. The independence of the advisory panel was questioned after one of the people on the list denied that he was ever a part of it. The chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education, Tobogo Letsi, briefed the media in Cape Town earlier.
The minister is legislatively obligated to finish Parliament with the outstanding names of the panelists who were concealed on the submitted list. The minister will be invited and all panelists to appear before the Portfolio Committee and account on the appointment process of the CETA Accounting Authority chairpersons.
Earlier this month, President Cyril Ramaphosa requested a report from Nkabane on her conduct in Parliament. It's after she refused to disclose the names of the advisers who assisted her during the appointment process. And back home, about 100 unemployed doctors have again staged a sit-in at the office of the KZN Premier. This morning, the group arrived for the third time in Pietermaritzburg with the intention of camping there for the next week. They are demanding jobs in KZN's public health facilities. One of the organizers, Kenneth Sithole, who just submitted a list of demands to the office, says more doctors are expected to arrive at the protest later.
One of the main things was, of course, the immediate employment of all unemployed doctors in the province, but also other healthcare professionals as well. But the other thing that we cited in that memorandum was actually a sustainable plan on how the government actually plans to address the issues of lack of staff in the healthcare sector as a whole.
And residents from communities around Hlohlwe Mfolozi Park in northern KZN will no longer have to risk their lives to get access to clean water. A water project by KZN Isimvelo Wildlife, rather, has changed that. Before this, residents had to retrieve the precious resource from unsafe sources shared with animals. It's led to several human-wildlife conflicts. Isimvelo spokesperson Musa Mtambo.
This water project brings clean water to over four sub-communities, including Nyamane, Digidigi, Finland, and Nyongwanda. Whenever the communities surrounding the reserves thrive, Isimvelo hopes that human wildlife conflicts naturally will also decrease.
On the international front, a UN official has warned that the risk of genocide in Sudan's devastating civil war remains very high. It's amid ongoing ethnically motivated attacks by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Since April 2023, Sudan has been torn apart by a power struggle between its army chief and the RSF commander. The fighting has killed tens of thousands and displaced 13 million people, triggering what the United Nations has called the worst humanitarian crisis. Your top story this hour, the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education has resolved to summon the Higher Education Minister to appear before Parliament over her controversial advisory panel used to appoint board chairs at the Sector Education and Training Authority. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.